You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
They have not stopped a team in the red zone yet, so yeah.
Well, at least you've stopped a team.
Packers-Chiefs might be like 55-52 coming up.
They don't play this year, though.
They do.
Oh, do they play?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
Packers have the Cardinals and the Chiefs in back-to-back weeks, so I'm just like dreading watching those games because, you know, Kyler and Mahomes will light up the Packers secondary. I'm saying this now, final score will be like 10-7 for both games.
That's right, because it's the added 17th game this
right.
year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, splendid on that one. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. You can reach us via the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. As we'll also let you know what to look for tonight, brought to you by the Double Z Bar and Grill on Ellis Boulevard Northwest in Cedar Rapids, home of the Biggest Your Head Tenderloins, 17 big screens as well. We'll let you know about that at the Double Z coming up before 4 o'clock here today. But as you mentioned, Mark, Cardinals parting ways with their manager. Successful in the fact that the Cardinals have been to the playoffs all 3 years of his tenure, but there always was never that, well, how can you put it? Kumbaya relationship between Mike Schilt and John Mozeliak and the St. Louis Cardinals as a whole. I kind of got that from the very beginning when he took over the managerial spot, and they parted ways today due to, quote, philosophical differences, unquote.
Yeah, and when philosophical differences is the term used, there's only one side that's going to win on that, and that's the employer. And Jill, as you heard at the top of the hour, had led the Cardinals to playoff berths the last three seasons, put on a late season run this year, 90-72, 18 over 500, lost in the wild card, but I have talked with one of the members of the leading Cardinal family and families in town, Jeff Bruner, and he said he's shocked.
He is shocked. Mark, by the way, on top of everything else happening right now with the changeover, the transformation, et cetera, we're going to have to let you go and reset the computer because you have the Halloween filter on you. So this, as well as some other organizations, not only in baseball, but in other sports as well. Well, a great example. How many years of Michigan football? Got to have a Michigan man
right
in there.
Yeah.
You got to have a Cardinal man in there. And perhaps that is the way they're going to. We'll see. I don't know how it all plays out. But Cardinals will have a new manager in 2021. And dare I say, it will not be... yes, we got 71-48, Pete Rose. Thank you. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class here for a Thursday on KGYM. And Cameron also asking, what are your thoughts about what the Yankees are doing? And perhaps we can get to that. Maybe even better off asking our friend Cal Eldred about that coming up next week, Mark. But we'll see. He would have a... He would have a much better take on it, I'm sure, being playing the Yankees as a member of the Royal staff than what we would put out there.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm not sure what the Yankees are doing other than making tea times in Florida. A
lot of teams doing that right now. A lot of teams doing that right now. Now we got everybody. 2313 asking, would Yachty being a player manager complicate mound visits? Yes.
It might be.
Hey, Major League Baseball's got enough problems right now trying to figure out what happens when a ball caroms off a player and over a 3-foot fence at Fenway Park. So do not throw any more at Rob Manfred at this time.
They've got too many irons in the fire trying to, you know, mess up trading cards in the minor leagues and all that stuff. So yeah, let's not go there.
No, not going there right now. Speaking of baseball, and interesting situation coming out. We got a game 5 tonight for you. Really looking forward to this. 7:30 the pregame. That'll be on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM coming up tonight with the first pitch at 8:07, as it'll be game 5 the way it should be between two teams that won 100 games this year, the Dodgers and the Giants. This one coming up from San Francisco. And the Dodgers, Mark, with a little bit a little strategy here or a little head game, depending on your perspective as far as the starting pitcher tonight is concerned.
Yeah, originally lefty Julio Urias was scheduled to start. Today announced Corey Knebel, who started all of four games this year. He's going to get the ball and probably pitch one inning, maybe two. I don't know. But the move by Dave Roberts, I guess, is try to get the Giants thinking about rearranging the top of that lineup. He's going to start Knebel to attack the top of that lineup and then bring in Urias to pitch, you know, as many innings as he possibly can. But whether the Giants will bite, we'll see. Whether it's a good strategy that will play out, we'll see about that too.
I think it's good strategy out there. It's game five. All hands are going to be on deck tonight. There's no doubt about that. But if you can kind of throw a wrench into the plans of your game five opponent or game seven, in this instance, it's game five and the best of five. But if you can do that and maybe poke your rival a little bit, that's so much better for it. But I think a good move there by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Never know how it's going to play out, too. And like you said, I think we're only going to see him out on the mound for one inning, and then you're going to see things switched around. Maybe two innings. Definitely the second time through the order, you're going to have a different pitcher out there. And who knows? The Dodgers could, you know, they could throw five, six pitchers tonight, even in a winning situation, how it all plays out. But it's going to be fun. There's nothing better than a deciding game, no matter if it's baseball. Hockey is the best. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Of course, football, it's winner take all, so that's a little bit out of the realm of situation. Same thing as far as NCAA basketball is concerned. The NBA Finals is different, though, with a Game 7. But I'm looking forward to it. And again, that'll be at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM tonight. 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM tonight at 7 o'clock. You will get Thursday Night Football, which is a good one as well, as it'll be Tom Brady in primetime coming up tonight, as it'll be Brady and the Bucks going to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles tonight. And Tampa Bay, about a 7.5-point favorite as far as that game is concerned. Eagles at 2-3 really, really have to have a win to stay within earshot of the front-running Dallas Cowboys as far as the NFC East is concerned. And they will lose that one tonight. Could be a long year for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, primetime generally is Brady time, is it not? And I would expect he's had some huge games already this year. It's going to be a tough assignment for the Eagles. You know, that's a very good Tampa Bay defense. I'll probably be flipping back and forth a little bit between the baseball and the football. But as far as the baseball goes, if I'm the Giants, I'm not changing anything. We won 107 games, got to game five. We're going to go with what got us there. That's my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. Why change this thing on, you know, game 167? When it has worked, you were picked to win 74 games or something like that by the Pocota people. You ended up winning 105, 6, 7, whatever the case may be, whatever it was, over 100. I'm with you. Why change things? This is the way it's gone all year for the Giants. I would stay the course and see if you can battle through this thing here tonight. Who knows how long that... You know, whichever pitcher is out there is going to stay out there for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, this thing could be, this is all the earmarks of a 2-1 regulation, 9-inning, 5-hour and 12-minute game tonight.
yeah, final, 9-7.
You're going to go 9-7. Wow. You want to get into this, Spencer? What are you thinking tonight?
It being a bullpen game for the Dodgers, I don't know. I'm going to say like 5-3.
Yeah.
5-3 type game.
I'm more with you. So that means Mark will win.
Probably.
It'll be like 10-8 going into the seventh inning or something like that. That remains to be seen. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun coming up this evening. And like you said, we got both those games here on KGYM. So we invite you to, hey, if you want to listen to both, go back and forth. Love to have you do that. You want to watch one, listen to another, whatever the case may be. We just love to have you bored. That's what we are striving for here at KGYM. 319-366-1600. As we get ready for the college football weekend as well. We've got the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you coming up tomorrow. And we also have, of course, the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And actually, college football getting underway. I believe there are a couple of games coming up this evening. And in fact, there are two. Memphis will host Navy down at the Liberty Bowl coming up tonight. And it will be South Alabama and Georgia Southern going at it tonight as well. So getting underway as far as the college football weekend. You got Iowa, Purdue, and homecoming. We'll talk a lot more about that coming up on the program tomorrow. Kevin Lehman also will join us coming up tomorrow. And Kevin is doing the basketball media day round this week. So we'll talk with him about that. Iowa was Monday. We'll talk about that with Mike Halas a little bit coming up for you as well. And then Iowa State had their media day. Creighton had their media day both yesterday. And, yeah, we'll talk with Kevin about all of those subjects coming up in just a little bit. And more of the as the fake injuries turn today, Mark, if you're still up and playing that game. Now you got the Pitt coach coming on the side of James Franklin today, correct?
Yeah, his name is Pat Narduzzi, and he said he has James Franklin's back. And this is the same guy who was on the staff of Michigan State in 2011, where Michigan State players admitted to going down during that game against Iowa, and that was a Michigan State victory. And this is the same Narduzzi whose team the 2018 team facing a goal line situation on defense, one of the defensive tackles just collapsed to the ground right before the play comes in from the opposing team. And there's video out there of that. I choose to put this in the rearview mirror. These teams don't play, these teams being Iowa and Penn State, don't play until 2023. Who knows if James Franklin's going to be there? Who knows what the complexure, but there are some people out there who will talk about this every day until that game in 2023.
Or at least till James Franklin leaves. It's time to move on. Iowa plays Purdue. Penn State doesn't have a game this week. They got nothing to talk about. And I think that is playing a lot as far as this story is concerned, but I know the players are getting ready for Purdue. There's no doubt about that. And it's time, I think, to just move on, get ready for Purdue, because Purdue is not going to be an easy game. Yes, Iowa should win, no doubt about it. But this has been Purdue's had the upper hand a lot lately, won it last year. Keep that in mind. And since 2015, these have all been one-score games between the Hawkeyes and the Boilermakers. Not saying that this year will be that and follow that particular pattern, but better get ready for Purdue coming up on Saturday for homecoming. That will be a 2:30 kickoff, and we've got Before the Boom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up on Saturday afternoon. And again, that will be at 12:30. You guys get that all cooking?
We've got it. We got it stirring in the pot.
All right,
just like the Penn State Iowa injury gate, pot stirring galore.
It has helped that Penn State does not have a game this week.
If they were full, if they were playing like Michigan, Michigan State, even Rutgers, they'd be talking about Rutgers. But
one here,
they've got nothing to talk about in State College. Apparently,
it's not a happy valley.
No.
Right now at State College, Pennsylvania. All right, we need to get to a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, and they're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. What's up on the scoreboard today?
In Iowa golf news, Iowa section of the PGA has named its Player of the Year, not surprisingly, Sean McCarty is the winner of the Player of the Year Award. Of course, he's the head pro at Brown Deer down there in Coralville. Congratulations to Sean. He had a terrific season. He qualified for next year's John Deere Classic. And wonderful season for Sean. The Iowa-Virginia men's basketball game has been set for Monday, November 29th at 6 p.m. That will kick off the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Again, Monday, November 29th, 6 p.m. on ESPN2. And finally, in more baseball news, pitcher Lance McCullers of the Houston Astros, is likely out for the ALCS with arm tightness. He had Tommy John surgery last year, and in his last start had some issues as well. And I should also mention the passing, since we talked about Pete Rose earlier, the passing of Ray Fossey.
Yeah.
A former great catcher who was on the receiving end of Pete Rose's, oh, man, what would you call it? It was a violent
car crash at home plate in the All-Star game. That changed the All-Star game forever.
1970 All-Star game when it was, I don't know, maybe more competitive than it is now, I dare say. But that was one of the iconic moments and film clips in All-Star game history.
Yeah, Ray Fossey had battled cancer for a while, was a broadcaster with the Oakland Athletics. And, yeah, too bad. Another great baseball man passes away, certainly. Our condolences going out to his family. 3:29, and we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Don't forget, before 4 o'clock, we have your latest chance to win a Cedar Ridge Bourbon swag bag. We'll have that before 4 o'clock. And we'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up for you as well. But before that, we're going to talk to Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and talk with him about the Iowa-Purdue game, look back at Iowa-Penn State, and take a look at Iowa men's basketball from Media Day on Monday. All that coming up on the Gym Class for a Thursday, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, right here on KGYM.
Hockey season is in full swing, and there's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL parlays are the perfect way to make every shot feel like it's a hat trick. You can turn a little bet into a big parlay. All season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. Don't have a FanDuel account? Sign up now using promo code COON to place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel is always hooking you up with great odds and exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. This season, make every moment more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember to use promo code COON so they know I sent you. Copyright NHL 2021, all rights reserved. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Parlay insurance, max refund $25 per day, risk-free bet for first online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for risk-free bet. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League. But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone, see?
Huh, nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No, you actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Fall leaf vacuum collection continues through December 10th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We are back on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM at 3:32. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. And we've got that Cedar Ridge giveaway coming up, the Cedar Ridge Bourbon Swag Bag for today. We'll have that at before 4 o'clock coming your way. We've got a Bowling Night in America wrap-up for you as well. Football and baseball coming up tonight. Football, it'll be the Eagles entertaining the Buccaneers. Of course, Mount Vernon native and former Hawkeye Tristan Wirfs will be protecting Tom Brady tonight. 7 o'clock, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. 7:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM for Game 5, the winner-take-all game between the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers. So looking forward to both of those events and games coming up tonight. Mike Halas set to join us right now, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. We always encourage you to give him a follow on Twitter as well, at Halas. Not only great sports stuff, but also just great stuff with Mike on Twitter. Mike, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
You bet. Scott, how you been?
I've been good. Quite a week. Looking back at one of the iconic games in the history, long history of Kinnick Stadium, as Iowa beats Penn State 23-20. Come from behind fashion, loud. We've got controversy. This has got everything you wanted in a 2021 miniseries, doesn't it?
It's like a Stefan sketch on Saturday Night Live with Bill Hader. It was the most swinging nightclub in all of America for 3 hours.
Yeah, it was. And in 10 years, it'll be the crowd will go from 69,000 to somewhere around 257,000.
I was wondering about that. I mean, do people really lie about things like that? I was there. Why would you do that?
So that's your story sounds better, right?
You have to live with yourself, though. I mean, you know that you're telling a lie to people. Why would you do that?
we can go into the background of that, but if you keep telling yourself it's not a lie, then you start believing it after a while. Kind of like injuries. No, we're not going down that road.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I'm Switzerland on that deal. I'm neutral. I think they're both nuts. I think that when anybody tries to reach for the higher moral ground in American football, it's pretty comical, you know?
I would agree.
I mean, it's high stakes stuff, and it's a game, first of all, that's the whole premise is violence. Just how moral is anybody? It's pretty funny to me. Fake injuries. I'd do it if I thought I could get away with it. I just wouldn't lie about it.
Mike, a lot of folks want to live in the present, and they have no perspective on the past. And this is the greatest game. This is the loudest game. This is the most program-changing victory. Give us some perspective on that.
Well, it was the loudest. I've heard from too many people this week who were there who've been to too many games, and they all said it was the loudest. I mean, every single person.
Yeah.
So, you know, usually most things are split down the middle in this country, but when 100% of people tell me something, I guess I believe it.
Well, I would believe it too, and you go back, if you compare it, say, to 85, that was the golden age of the you-couldn't-make-noise era of college football.
Yeah, what happened to that? When did the rules change that fans could just completely stop teams from running plays?
They did in that game, though. Harbaugh had to step away from the center two or three times because of the noise. But I agree there were rules.
Yeah.
And there were penalties issued you know, I don't remember that game or not because that was a long time ago, but all of a sudden it's like anything goes. You know, does it make better theater when the fans can just completely prevent another team from calling plays? And why not do that in golf? You know, or tennis. What's the difference?
Well, they do it Phoenix in golf, so we got one. And the Ryder Cup.
Somebody stands at a free throw line in a visiting arena, and they can hold up pictures of anything and do anything in the world to distract them and try and, you know, have hallucinatory images in the background, and it's all fair game. I don't get it.
I agree.
Well, the other part of my question is in terms of impactful to the program and game-changing in history, I guess we really won't know until the next six games are played, six or more are played.
Right. I mean, if they lose Saturday, it kind of diminishes what they did last week. Whereas, as you alluded to, if they turn 6-0 into 12-0, it makes Saturday's game awfully significant. But to get from 5 to 12, you had to win number 6, and that was a big one.
Right.
This team, I think part of the lore is the fact that this is the to put it akin it to baseball ease, this is like the 83 White Sox winning ugly. This is football's edition of winning ugly right now. The most popular guy on the team may be the punter. You've got a defense that is just absolutely outstanding at this point. You got a quarterback that most people probably still don't like. I mean, just up and down. This is a mutt. If this was a dog, this is a mutt.
No, see, I think it's more like, it is a mixture, that's for sure. But I would say that one of the two parents was a pit bull.
True.
That is a good defense, and it doesn't matter what the sport is. You've got good defense, you've got a chance. And they do have that. I mean, if you look at Georgia, they say Georgia's got everything. Well, there are a lot of good offenses in college football. There always are. Georgia's got defense. Oh, man, they got good defense. And that's Iowa. Iowa's a team you don't want to play because that defense will come at you for 60 minutes. And look at what it's done to quarterbacks. I mean, there hasn't been a quarterback yet who got through a whole game, is there? Indiana's didn't. Iowa State's didn't. Maryland's didn't. And Penn State's didn't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the moral high ground, is it's a vicious game. You know? I mean, with a legal hit, Jack Campbell smashed the ribs of Sean Clifford Saturday and changed the fate of Iowa football. I think you got some pit bull in there.
Yeah, Campbell's a wonderful story, and of course he's a guy that was out the first 2 weeks of last season, those two close losses. He had mono. Whether those would have been different, I don't know, but he's clearly one of the leaders on this defense. But Mike, I keep thinking to myself, you know, this defense is turning the ball over week after week after week. And when is it going to end? I'm not sure it will.
Yeah,
it's just uncanny.
There's no law that says it has to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do they have for picks? 16 picks in 6 games. They've got 10 picks in 2 weeks against two of the Big Ten's better quarterbacks. Well, they didn't get all those picks against them, but they got most of them against them in Maryland's guy, Tua's brother, and then in with Clifford. Penix came into the season, I think, as the second team preseason all Big Ten quarterback. They wrecked him. You know, they got the better of Purdy, who's a very good quarterback at Iowa State. They've played the best quarterbacks they're going to play, with the exception, I think, of Adrian Martinez. But I don't think Martinez is better than three or four of the guys that they've played. Purdue comes in. You talk about turnovers. Purdue's defense is good, they say. And statistically, it is. But they've only forced two turnovers in five games. Iowa's forced 20 in six. I mean, that's nuts. So this week's game, I know they've had trouble historically with Purdue, or at least in recent history. And Purdue's got a wide receiver who's just runs wild and runs free against them the last 2 years. But Purdue has scored 13 points in each of its last three games. How is that team suddenly going to hang a 24 or a 27 on Iowa? It could, but that's not the way I'd bet.
Mike Halas joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And you look at and it's the oldest adage in sports. You can't look ahead more than one game. And I was focused on Purdue, no doubt about that. After the win against Penn State, though, automatic, and it's the way it should be, I guess, as far as fandom is concerned. You're looking ahead now, okay, this one's going to be a win, this one's going to be a win, this one's going to be, oh, we're 12-0 at the end of the year. There are still tough games down the line for this team.
Yeah. Scott, well, what Ferentz said Tuesday, it was coach speaking at the same time, was absolutely true. Sometimes they both are. And he said every game's going to be hard. That doesn't mean that they're not going to win big in some of these games. But every opponent's coming at them. Every opponent's got talent, some more than others. But, I mean, you know, Purdue's got a veteran quarterback and a wide receiver who is one of the better ones in America. Good receiving core, no running game. And Purdue could come in, and if Purdue's quarterback, and they've got two of them, if whichever one it is plays a fairly clean game, you'll have a good game. You'll have a close game, maybe a scary game. You might even lose. So Iowa's not good enough where you can – I know they're number two in the country, but with that offense, you can't assume they're going to beat anybody until you see them do it, until they go do it. And they know that as well as we do, as you said. To me, it makes things interesting. I mean, it's not like they're going to be 35-point favorites every game from here on out. Every week is going to be interesting. Is this the week? Is this the week that the defense can't bail them out? Is this the week that Torrey Taylor's punts take the bounce the wrong way and go into the end zone? Or will the offense pick it up a little bit week by week by week? I mean, when the play needed to be made Saturday, it was made. You know, Reganey was open. Petras put the ball right in his hands. They needed a touchdown, not a field goal. They were down 20-16, 6.5 minutes left. They got it. So it's not an offense without talent, that's for sure. It's a team that swears by its quarterback. They don't roll their eyes when you ask them about Petras, or they don't make cockamamie excuses for him. They love the guy. They believe in him. And I think they got a 50-50 chance to run the table. Running the table means 12-0, not 13-0.
Well, you referenced Torrey Taylor, and Scott did as well earlier. He's probably one of the most fascinating, if not most impactful, players on this team to this point. You get a chance to talk to him. What's this dude like?
Well, he's 24 years old, for one thing. He's an old sophomore. He'd never seen American football in his life until the first game he played in. This year's the first time he ever kicked in front of more than a couple hundred fans.
Yeah.
Imagine that, and then doing what he's done. I don't know how that happens. I really don't. And, you know, you come from Australia, and you can kick and kick and kick and kick, but do it in front of 65,000, 70,000 fans. He's done it awfully well. I mean, I watch those punts on replays, and it's like, how does he do that? I mean, there are the world's full of punters who can kick far. In yards per kick, he's not among the – I don't think he's in the top five in the Big Ten. But in effectiveness, boy, there's very few punters in the country who can come close to equaling what he's done so far. And this isn't, I mean, he was doing it last year too. He just, I don't know how he does that to get the punt to come off his foot so that when he hits the turf, it dies or it kicks backwards. It's just, you know, it's witchcraft.
Thinking about asking him about golf questions, about wedges and things like that. But
well, you know, what you have to do is you have no choice now. You've got to recruit Australian punters from now until the end of time.
Yeah.
The Big Ten's got other Aussies who are punters. Purdue's is from Australia, a freshman. He's been an improvement for them. They were terrible in that last year. Rutgers has a guy who, when he played here, was just otherworldly. It was the greatest punting exhibition I think I've ever seen, including Reggie Roby. And Illinois got a punter from Australia who's really good, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Iowa's got no choice. When Taylor's ready to turn pro, it's time to get back on the Qantas, LeVar Woods, and get yourself back to Melbourne or wherever it is.
That kicking academy, wherever they found Mr. Taylor. Let's get to basketball before we have to close up shop here, Mike.
Why? What's
well,
the rush?
This media day.
I know.
On Monday.
I know, but it's the middle of October, and the reality is the season doesn't start meaning anything until
Late November.
They'll play Virginia. I think they play Virginia, Purdue, and Illinois consecutively.
Yes.
Until then, nothing tells us anything.
True.
Don't take his bait, Scott. Come on.
There's no Luka Garza this year. You checked. He's not there. Joe Wieskamp, no. Others.
Jay Frederick.
Yep. Not there as well, but there are newcomers.
They go from being number eight in the country in the last poll of last season to number nine in the Big Ten in the preseason media poll.
But I think Frank's kind of, you know, you never like to be picked ninth. It doesn't matter with coaches, but I think he's kind of going, okay, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, well, we will. And that's the thing about basketball is no, there will be surprises, good and bad. But I see Hunter Dickinson at Michigan. I see Kofi Coburn at Illinois. I see Travion Williams and that 7'4" dude, Edie, over at Purdue. I don't see anybody on Iowa's roster is good too much with them, you know. But it's more than centers in college basketball, and Iowa's got talent. I think they're going to be underestimated a little bit. I like some of the players a lot. Keegan Murray, everybody's talking about, but I like Joe Tuzon. I like Patrick McCaffrey. I think this transfer from North Dakota, Rabracha, could be a very great help and a very interesting piece of the puzzle. A veteran, he's going to be 24. There's a lot of 24-year-olds in college now. And this is a guy who scored 16 points a game in Division I basketball last year. I don't care where you're doing it. 16 points is 16 points. So they're not going to be without talent, and they're not going to be non-competitive, but it is just such a good league that it's hard for me to envision right now them being anything above a bubble team.
Yeah, and I think people might take that right now. It's going to be a team that's going to be a lot more up and down, I think, both offensively and a more aggressive defensive unit as well this year. So if you like that, I think you're going to be having fun at Carver.
If you like that. Now, if you like being in the top 10 all season, last year's team was the team for you.
True. Very, very true indeed. And all right, Mike, I always appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on with us. And we'll continue to read your stuff at thegazette.com and give you a follow at Halas on Twitter.
Let's go Giants.
It'll be. I just like deciding games. I think it's going to be fun tonight. I hope it is. These two teams deserve to have a great game five.
Giants.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Halas from the Gazette. And you can read his stuff at thegazette.com, as we mentioned. You were foreshadowing us there, Spencer. Thank you. Because
my bad. Jump the gun.
It's okay.
Jump the gun.
It's okay. Because we have, right now, your opportunity to win with Cedar Ridge. And we've got a Cedar Ridge Bourbon swag bag. And it's including a gift card, a $50 gift card, as well as two terrific glasses and a Cedar Ridge Distillery hat. We're going to give that away right now to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. Ben, we'll get your information, and we'll let you know who our winner is. We will come back. We'll talk about what to look for tonight, and we'll have a bowling night in America wrap-up for you after this on KGYM.
At Cedar Ridge Whiskey, we're turning flyover country into bourbon country with our award-winning Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey, made with locally grown Iowa corn. Try Cedar Ridge and see how a great bourbon has emerged from the source of its most essential ingredient. Then, pick a place for it on your bar. Where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. No wonder it's Iowa's number one selling bourbon. Cedar Ridge Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky. Explore more at cedarridgewhiskey.com.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview. From Philadelphia, NFC action coming up when Jalen Hurts and the Eagles take on the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady's coming off a 400-plus yard game with 5 touchdowns against the Dolphins. Head coach Bruce Arians says Brady and the Bucs offense have hit their stride, especially in the red zone.
For Tom, he sees and he's got a lot of weapons. So, yeah, I mean, there's a contribution from everybody, and he trusts guys. So his understanding of what we're trying to get done inside of 25 and outside the 25, when we start hitting, he still can throw that deep ball as good as anybody.
Philadelphia's off to a 2-3 start, coming off a comeback win over the Panthers. Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker will call the action of the Bucs at the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long, right here on KGYM.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That means you can get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart Battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart Batteries, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the ones going above and beyond. For the ones reaching out, helping out, and lending a hand. For the ones people count on. You can count on Grainger. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Backed by 24/7 customer support and specialists to help with hard-to-find products. Because you've got everyone's back. We've got yours. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Back with you on the gym class here in KGYM. Congratulations to Brad from Atkins. He is the winner of our latest edition of the Cedar Ridge Bourbon Giveaway, the swag bag from Cedar Ridge. We've got one more to give away coming up tomorrow. Don't forget what to look for tonight, brought to you by the Double Z Bar and Grill. A little baseball, a little little football coming up. And you can stop on by at 629 Ellis Boulevard Northwest in Cedar Rapids and view that on their 17 big screens. And thanks to James and everybody at Double Z for helping us out with that here on the Gym Class program. Mark, it's time for Bowling Night in America wrap-up here. It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Hi to Tom, the entire staff, and they do a terrific job making us feel at home out there each and every Wednesday night, even when we kind of stink.
Well, it'll be a brief one today as time is ticking. But, third week in a row, the Rusty Nails, not very good. Lost 25-5 last night.
Oh, you don't have to recap it for me. I was there.
We slipped to 10th place in the league. But I'm going to suggest, Scott, that maybe a few more pre-bowling right-hand and left-hand curls. might be effective. This is a team that can bounce back. We're not going to the transfer portal. We're going to bounce back.
Well, we went against the hottest guy last night in Mr. Grimm.
Deion Grimm, high series at 720. Max Hyatt with a perfect game last night. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, way to go, Max. And that was exciting. That was in the very first game of the evening for Max. And he ended up with a 700 series there. And, yes, good job to Jerry and all the guys on Barry's Lanes last night. We told them we'd give them a salute today on the program. And they bowled well. We did not. So it's the way it goes. It's a team game, Mark. It's a team game. And we'll try it. We'll try to do better next week. Wednesday nights. Looking forward to that. Coming up tomorrow, Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. We'll talk a little bit about basketball this week. We'll look ahead to Iowa-Purdue. We'll look ahead to Iowa State and Kansas State coming up tomorrow as well. Have a good night, Mark, and we'll talk tomorrow at 3.
We'll do. We'll talk then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
The Iowa State Cyclones have a Big 12 title in their sights this year.
And this remarkable Cyclone team has done it. They will stand alone atop the Big 12 conference standings.
Iowa State.